Meanwhile, while Congress tries to make the Affordable Care Act deadline as dramatic as possible, much of the healthcare industry is actually planning for the Affordable Care Act's implementation on October 1st. Walgreens, the retailer and pharmacy, is the latest and largest company yet to revamp their company-backed health program, essentially creating an incentive for their 140,000 workers to join the new Affordable Care Act insurance exchanges to purchase their own personal health care plans. Ezekiel Emanuel joins us. He's the former Obama administration advisor on health care and chair of the Department of Medical Ethics and Health Policy at the University of Pennsylvania. Mr. Emanuel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So what is the incentive here for the private sector to get on board?
Well, they want to keep healthcare costs down. They need to have a system that works efficiently so that they can concentrate on their major activity, which is either selling drugs in the case of Walgreens or in other for other companies, other things. And they would like their workforce to be healthy, but not to have to worry year in and year out about healthcare costs affecting their bottom line.
So is Walgreens and are other companies able to basically farm out some of their employee-related healthcare costs by joining the exchanges? Is there an economic benefit for Walgreens?
Well, let's be clear. First of all, this is a private exchange, not the public exchanges that everyone's talking about to be opened on October 1st, where people can buy insurance. This is an exchange set up by a consulting company for Walgreens using a lot of insurer bids. These are becoming more common. My own view, but this is speculation, is that they're trying to socialize their workers and retirees to the fact that they'll be able to purchase insurance in an exchange. And if the public exchanges work well and are stable and have a good selection, I think in the future, they'll probably consider moving their people from their private exchange into the public exchange. That's my suspicion. At the moment, I think it's also a way of them limiting their exposure, just like companies went from pension plans to 401ks to limit how much they were exposed and what the rate increases over time would be. Similarly, in the healthcare field, they're going to have a defined contribution. They're going to give a set amount of money to people and let them shop. If they want more expensive health care, they'll have to pay the difference.
All right, Ezekiel Emanuel, let me have you decode a statement we got here at the takeaway from Walgreens. They said, by moving to a corporate exchange, we are able to provide our employees with as many as 25 different health insurance options at a range of costs. It's important to have a variety of options available to our employees so that they can choose one that best meets their particular needs. Now, they're calling this an upgrade. From the standpoint of a worker, are they going to view this as an upgrade?
I think it really depends on the worker and their circumstances, but in general, probably in the first year, it will just enhance their choices. Beyond that, the real question is, what is the rate of increase of that defined contribution? So if Walgreens says, oh, we're going to pay $5,000 this year, and by the way, next year it's going to go up at the rate of underlying inflation, not healthcare inflation, they will progressively be losing money. And then it won't be so much in their advantage. They'll have to be spending more. And that's the key question. And that's something to look at year on year. Let me say one other thing. You know,
sure.
Walgreens said a lot of this is a result of going to the because of the Affordable Care Act, et cetera. I don't understand that. You know, we've got thousands of large companies like Walgreens, from General Electric to Intel to Cisco, and only a handful like Walgreens are actually doing anything like these internal private exchanges. If it were forced on them because of the Affordable Care Act, you would think that almost all the big companies would be doing this. So that's, I think, a little bit of a window dressing.
But help us to understand this argument, and bearing in mind that you are a former Obama administration official, you know, the conservatives and the people in Congress who are against Obamacare always talk about the Affordable Care Act as being a tax on business. What do they mean by that? And is this Walgreens action a sign that Walgreens believes that?
No. I don't understand what it means as being a tax on business. Most of these large corporations like Walgreens are already providing health care. They aren't doing they weren't forced to do anything differently. And if anything, if Walgreens' move shows anything, they actually have more flexibility under the Affordable Care Act to approach their healthcare benefit situation in a variety of different ways. So that's just another smokescreen about the Affordable Care Act. It's not a tax at all on businesses. Again, most companies over 200 employees, not just a little, 99% of companies with over 200 employees already offer health insurance. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a tax in there for these companies.
Ezekiel Emanuel is a former Obama administration advisor on health care. He's chair of the Department of Medical Ethics and Health Policy at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks so much.
Thank you.